Welcome to Feeding His Sheep Podcast, brought to you by A.T. Stewart Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. Today is Friday, so we're having Flashback Fridays, where I reach back into the archives of sermons that I preached some 20 years ago, and we seek to see what God would say to us in His Word. So take your Bible, and let's listen to God's Word together.
How's your trip going this morning? You didn't know you were on a trip. Back in the 70s, that used to be a phrase that meant something a little different than it means today. But you are on a trip. Every one of us in this room is traveling down the journey of life. And we're on one of two roads. And one day you will come to the end of that road that you're traveling on. And when you come to the end of that road, you will either find peace and joy and tremendous bliss, or you will find suffering and agony and pain. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, today speaks of life's two roads. Now, there are two questions I think God wants each of us to ask and answer this morning. The first one is, which road are you traveling on? And secondly, on which road do you want to stay on? Turn in your Bible to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. As we come to verses 13 and 14 in our Sermon on the Mount. Here Jesus is moving into the first, as we Baptists would call it, invitation of the message. Jesus says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And few are those who find it." Jesus said there are two highways. One has a wide gate, a broad road, and the end is destruction. The other has a small gate, a narrow road, and its end is life. Now let's look at these two roads this morning as you ask the questions I mentioned earlier. First, the road to destruction. We see that this road begins with a wide gate, Jesus says. Now the picture that Jesus is giving us is of a wide, beautiful, attractive gate that is very inviting. There is no loneliness among this gate. There are many who can travel through this gate at the same time. In fact, you can go with the crowd through this gate. There's no problem. You can just get caught up with the flow of the crowd and move right through this wide, attractive, spacious gate. In fact, it takes no effort to enter through this spacious gate. It's just natural to walk through it. It looks so appealing. And so many people are going through this gate, you think there must be something fun and exciting on the other side. So I'll just go with the crowd. Also, there takes no sacrifice to enter through this wide gate. It's so big, you don't have to give up anything at all to go through it. You can take all your possessions and go through this wide gate. You can stand up erect in all of your pride and walk through this wide gate. In fact, you can carry the baggage of your sins through this gate. There's no problem. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of room for your goals, for your ambitions, for all of your selfish wants. There's no problem. And once you enter this wide gate, you find yourself on a broad road. Again, there is no effort involved in walking on this straight, broad road. You can continue just to flow with the crowd, the same crowd that you entered into the gate with. You can just walk down the road with this crowd with no effort. As the crowd travels down the road, you never have to think about where you're going. Just go down with the crowd. You can use all that time to think about yourself and what you want and your goals and your desires. Also, you will notice there are no restrictions on this broad road. You can go as fast as you want to go, and you can do anything you want to do. No restrictions. You can eat, drink, and be merry. Also, there are many attractions along this road. Many billboards telling you how great this road is. Telling you of the pleasures that are awaiting you. The promises of happiness and contentment. The promises of good times and you'll get all the gusto out of life. Promises that you will enjoy this road forever. And there are only pleasures that await you along this road. And Jesus says there are many people who are on this road. If you like a crowd, you will love this road. It's broad, yet it is crowded. Because so many people have been lured by its promises of happiness. You'll never lack company on this road. At work, there will be many people on this road. And so when you're on it at work, you'll feel right at home. There will be many people at school walking on this road. You'll never lack company at school walking on this road. At the health club, you'll never lack company. Many people at the health club will be walking on this road. And you will feel right at home. There is no wonder that so many people travel this road because it looks so good. Yet there's one other thing you need to know about this road. Its end is destruction. Total ruin and desolation. Now surprisingly, you never see the end while you're on the road. None of the billboards that advertise on the road say, hey, wait a minute, this road is going to end in hell. You just figure the road will never end and keep going. But the truth is, this road will end someday, and the end will be the eternal fires of hell forever. But then again, that should not really surprise you. Because as you were walking down this road, there were times that you did experience a sense of sadness and heartache deep within your heart. You did at times feel an emptiness, an aimlessness, a yearning deep within for true inner peace, not the temporary peace that you experienced on the road. You did have a yearning for deep inner contentment, not the surface contentment that you experienced on the road. But then again, no one else let on that they were having these feelings while they were walking down the road, so you did not let on either that you were having these second thoughts, these misgivings. Clearly, this broad, attractive road ends in but one place: hell. The burning lake of fire, where the flames are never quenched, where the worm never dies, where you will experience torment, agony, and pain day after day, forever and ever. And then Jesus speaks about the road to life. Verse 14. For the gate is small, he says. Now, the picture we have here is in great contrast to the wide gate. Here we have a small, unattractive gate. It's not appealing to the sight at all. In fact, it is so small that only one person can enter through the gate at a time. Unlike the broad, wide gate that many people can go through at once, this is so small, only you can enter this gate by yourself. Your mom and dad cannot carry you through this gate. Your spouse cannot carry you through this gate. You cannot follow the crowd through this gate. You must enter by yourself. Also, it's not easy to enter this gate. It is so small, you have to get on your knees to enter this gate. You must humble yourself to go in through this gate. You must really desire to go through this gate. It's not like the wide gate that you can just effortlessly walk through. No, you must really desire. In fact, you must desire to enter this gate more than you desire anything in your life. You must surrender all to enter into this gate. You see, it is so small, you cannot take anything with you through this gate. You must surrender everything. You must lay aside your worldly possessions to enter into this gate. You must want to enter this gate more than you want those earthly possessions. And sometimes I picture people looking at this small gate, looking at their earthly possessions, realizing there's no way I can carry these possessions and go through that gate. And they look at the gate, they look at their possessions, they look back at the gate, they look at the wide gate, they pick up their possessions and go through the wide gate. That's exactly what the rich young ruler did. He was not willing to give them up to go through the narrow gate. You must surrender your personal goals, your personal ambitions, your selfish desires to go through this gate. You must surrender your will to go through this gate. You cannot take the baggage of your sins through this gate. You must be willing to surrender them. You must be willing to repent. You must be willing to lay aside and give up that lust, that impurity, that pride, that bitterness, that immoral relationship. You must be willing to repent. And once you enter that gate, you see not a broad road, but a narrow road. You cannot live just any way you want to on this road, but you must live a certain way, a narrow way of life. Unlike the broad road that lies about the attractions, the narrow road is completely honest with you. There are blessings along the narrow road. There is forgiveness of sins, to have your sins removed and taken away. There is peace with God. And there is the peace of God that those on the broad road know nothing about. There is a blessing of sonship, to be a son or daughter of the living God. There is a great inheritance that awaits you in heaven. There is a joy, a deep, abiding joy that transcends all circumstances of life. There is a purpose for living on this narrow road. Many blessings. But there are also many hardships along this road. And the road is honest with you about that. There are sacrifices that you will be called on to make. There are hardships that you must endure. As Paul said of this narrow road, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Oh yes, there are persecutions awaiting you on this narrow road. As Paul said, those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecutions. there are tribulations awaiting you on this road. As the scripture says, it is through much tribulation that we must enter the kingdom of God. Jesus went on to say, few enter this narrow road. Not the great numbers you find on the wide road. Few people enter this small gate. But it is only those who enter through the gate that find their way on the narrow road. There's no other way to get in. You can't get in through your good works. You cannot get in through religious acts, church membership, or baptism. You must enter through the gate. Jesus says the end is life, eternal life, eternity with God, sharing in His glory, joy and bliss forever. No pain and no suffering and no tears and no death. Any hardships that you encountered along the narrow road will fade in comparison to the great joy and happiness that will await you at the end of the road. Paul says the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be mentioned compared to the glory that awaits us in Christ Jesus. Now Jesus says in verse 13, enter by the narrow gate. Now this is Jesus' invitation to us to enter. Now, when Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate, He means you have a choice. And you must respond to God's invitation. He says, enter by the narrow gate, which is Jesus. He is the gate. He is the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Jesus is the one who said, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved. We must come through Jesus Christ. We must come to Jesus surrendering our all to Him. Being willing to repent from anything in our life that is not pleasing to Him. To be willing to give up any sin in our life, whether it be in an attitude, whether it be in a habit, whether it be in a relationship that is sinful, we're willing to give it up. Now remember, He doesn't say give it up first, because you cannot do that on your own. Some have tried to straighten their life out for years, and they hadn't been able, and you won't be able. You might reform for a period of time, but you do not have the capacity within you as a non-Christian to change your life. You are a slave to sin. You are enslaved. You must be set free from that slavery, and you can only be set free by the power of God through Jesus Christ. You must by faith accept Jesus' payment for your sin. He, through His perfect life and death on the cross, accomplished all that was necessary for you to have your sins forgiven. He was punished in your place. And you come and commit your life to Him as your Lord and Savior. And you invite Him to come into your life and to take over. As Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door, and He means the door of your life, and I knock. If any man, now you're included in that any, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Anyone in the sound of my voice can experience the salvation of God and enter by the narrow gate today. If you're willing to surrender all to Jesus and ask Him to come into your life and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. He says He will come in and He will stay. Now, on which road are you traveling this morning? Are you traveling on that broad road whose end is destruction? Or are you traveling on the narrow road that ends in eternal life? On which road do you want to stay? Some of you may be thinking, oh, well, you know, I'd like to get on that narrow road eventually. But preacher, I'm enjoying the broad road right now. I've always got time later to get on the narrow road. And you are only deceiving yourself if you think that. Because not a one of us is promised another minute, much less another day or year. You see, you and I don't know when we're going to reach the end of that road that we're traveling on. It could be today. You've heard me say it before, and it's true. There are hundreds, even thousands of people or bodies in funeral homes today in our nation that Friday, they never thought they'd be in a funeral home on Sunday. But they're there. You never know when your day is coming. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Do not put off entering on the road to life, because there will be no second chance once you meet the end of that road. Choose today, the scripture says, life or death. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You that You have made clear to us the alternatives of the narrow road that leads to life and of the broad road that leads to destruction. We know there are many attractions to our flesh that would draw us to the broad road. And I pray Your Spirit would open our minds to see the reality of that choice. And that You by Your grace would enable us to enter that small gate and walk along that narrow road that leads to life eternal. In Jesus' name, amen. So we sing our hymn of response this morning. If you're on that broad road and you say, I don't want to stay on this road, preacher, I want to come onto the narrow road that leads to life, would you just slip out and come down and take my hand? I'll pray with you. You're just a prayer away from that narrow road that leads to life. Come today. Jesus' invitation is just as personal and just as sincere today as it was 2,000 years ago when He spoke on that mountain to those first listeners. And He said, enter by the narrow road. Enter by the small gate. He's just as sincere today. It's just as open to you today as it was to them. Stand as we sing and step out in response to God's Spirit.